We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right. And good morning to Professor Scott
there
McClain.
There we go, finally.
Quinnipiac Professor of Poli-Sci. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Morning, fellas. Beautiful day, huh?
It's always, you know what, Scott, every day that we're working at this radio station, it's a beautiful day.
What a great attitude.
Yeah, if you want to believe that, I've got some bridge for you to sell. So we're a week away. We're done with the debates. The candidates are out on the stump. The president was out yesterday ripping Kamala Harris, doing what he does. The former vice president not making as many appearances. But the bottom line is, we're a week away. Barring a incredible October surprise.
True.
How many people are going to change their mind right now?
Oh, not many. I mean, if you believe the polls, and we can have that discussion later, I mean, there's just not that many undecideds. Not like 4 years ago. And the polls are holding stable.
They
most of them show a slight Biden advantage, but this is not out of reach for Trump if he wins the right combination of states. It's a kind of a narrow window, but he can do it.
When you look at the way these campaigns have been conducted, and obviously it's all different because of COVID, we know that. But from what we've heard from the candidates, from their messaging, what has either surprised you that has been said or surprised you that hasn't been said?
I'm surprised that not more has been said about the environment. I mean, this is going to be a major thing after COVID's over with, hopefully soon, someday. But the environment is just not being talked about very much. And also, I'm kind of surprised that, you know, Trump has not really told us much about his big, great, beautiful new healthcare system that he wants to create. I mean, they're on the verge of overturning Obamacare, and we really haven't heard much about, in a specific way, about how that's going to be dealt with once that happens.
Is that something that's too complicated? However, you put out a position paper, and you put it up on your website, which, you know, is the kind of the fallback way to go with this. I go to my website and take a look at my health care plan. That's not even up, is it?
Yeah, and I don't, you know, Biden has more specificity on this, but,
yes.
You know, that's not the real reason, Ray. I mean, the real reason is that the Republicans in Congress can agree to eliminate Obamacare, but
right.
What they can't agree on is what would replace it. And that's really handcuffed the Republicans on that issue, even before coronavirus. So, The coronavirus, I think, just brings that to the fore. I mean,
sure.
We have to be realistic here. This is the COVID-19 and the spike in cases and hospitalizations and
mm-hmm.
soon a big spike in deaths is going to be laid at the doorstep of the Trump administration. They're the party in power.
They're in charge.
They have to have the answers. And it's just affecting everything in the race. And I think it just gives Biden an advantage every time there's a new statistic or something else comes out about COVID.
We had a story last week, Scott, that talked about the fact that there's only about 13 states where the presidential election is being waged as far as advertising dollars
True.
Are concerned. I mean, unless you're watching a national program, you don't see any Trump, or I combined them, any Trump or Biden ads on Connecticut
I like that.
TV. Does that make any difference?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure what you're asking.
The fact that they're not advertising. Yeah, the fact that they're not advertising in our state really
they don't have to.
Really won't have an effect on anybody.
The fact that they're not advertising tells you that that state is pretty much being either counted as a win for one campaign and just written off by the other. So you can be pretty sure that in those 13 states, it's contestable and it can be won. The problem with Trump is he had a huge treasury going into this final phase of the campaign, and it's just sort of evaporated, where Biden is just raising tons more money, and he's able to go into states that would have normally been considered Trump territory, and he can make a challenge and force Trump to either visit there and
or spend
time
money
there or spend money there. And and those are limited resources. You just can't be in more than one place at a time, even if you've got a healthy running mate running with you.
You know, just a question I would have, and Joe, you remember this, but earlier, I think it was last week, we talked to a state senator from Vermont, and what the guy, maybe Joe was off that day, but whatever.
No, I remember.
You were there, yeah.
And the guy State Senator Pearson.
National popular vote. You know, Denise Merrill in this state's totally on board. And they say, well, you'd get more attention. I'm not sure that's true.
No, it's not. I mean, it might make, you know, this is all speculative, right? Because my feeling is that states right now might be on board with a national popular vote idea. Connecticut is. We voted for it in the legislature. But my suspicion is that as soon as it becomes a partisan thing and you might lose the election because your state gave the election to the other party, I can't see politicians in a state going through with that. So I really don't think it's as solid of a change as just reforming the electoral system in other ways, such as ensuring that people's votes count, making sure that there are uniform registration processes. Mm-hmm. There are lots of things that would do a lot more that we could do.
We've only got about a minute left. What states will you be looking at next Tuesday night as you're watching the returns come in to try to find a trend?
I'm looking to see if Trump can hold on to a quartet of states.
I see.
Georgia, Florida, Pennsylvania, Arizona. Trump won all of those in 2016.
Right.
And I would look to see if Biden can win those. That's big trouble for Trump, especially Pennsylvania.
Hey, Scott, one question, and one of the reasons we got you on is, okay, among many reasons, but one of the reasons, you know, if you look at the excitement, all right. I mean, Trump yesterday did three things. It was wall-to-wall people, the crowds into it. Joe Biden, for any number of reasons, it could be coronavirus. I mean, who knows? But, you know, he doesn't draw that kind of crowd. Does that mean anything?
I mean, it gives your campaign a sense that there's movement, there's action, there's excitement. But, I mean, we just have to realize that, you know, As many people as that looks like on television, the numbers just don't hold up that Trump's base is big enough to reach 49% or 50%. Yeah. It's just he needs those moderate voters, those people who voted for him last time. And what the polls are showing is that
they're
senior
not going.
Citizens and swing voters are just not turning to Trump the way they did 4 years ago. He's got to find a way to get the math right in the right states.
Got a week to do it.
And he's got a week to do it.
All right, Scott, thanks.
But it's going to be a tough one.
All right. Thanks,
Scott,
buddy.
Thanks, Professor Scott McLean from Quinnipiac. We appreciate it.
See you guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.